The water in the Coorong and Lower Lakes region will be safer. That's thanks to the creation of a new marine search and rescue squadron and a new high-tech purpose-built vessel called the Freemason. The Masonic Charities funded boat was christened on Sunday by SA's Governor Hugh Van Ley. Joining me for a chat about it and the season ahead is Malang Marine Search and Rescue Squadron Commodore Nick Watton. Welcome, Nick.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thanks for joining us. How was the christening ceremony on Sunday?
Oh, look, it went very well. We were very, very pleased to have His Excellency there to christen the boat, along with my wife. Of course, you need a female to christen a boat. So it went very well.
Oh, lovely. Now, this is a pretty specky boat, isn't it? It's pretty massive.
Yes, it is. Well, it's a 7.5-metre vessel, and of course, if you're out in Lake Alexandrina at 2 o'clock in the morning in 30 knots, you need something of that size.
Yeah, and it is an impressive one. Can you tell us a little bit more about the boat and how it will help people, essentially?
Sure. Well, the boat, after searching far and wide, is manufactured in South Australia, something we're very proud of. Lonsdale, it's a Nautic Star. There's now a Nautic Star in Goolwa, Meningie, and now, of course, Malang. It is fitted with $40,000 worth of search and rescue equipment. It has a FLIR camera on the top of it. FLIR is an acronym for forward-looking infrared. In 1987, of course, we had the Scout tragedy in Lake Alexandrina and people perished, and those that survived were found by an infrared camera which was mounted to the bottom of a RAAF helicopter. So we're very proud to be able to have that technology on our boat on Lake Alexandrina today.
Oh, that's brilliant. You are in the newly formed Malang Marine Squadron. Tell us about this, because it's going to be potentially a lifesaver for people who previously relied on rescue boats coming from the south coast of the Fleurieu.
Yeah, look, for the record, I'm also Commodore of the Malang Regatta Club, and we were on a fundraising mission to fund the purchase of new engines for our 37-year-old rescue vessel at Tona, which we ended up doing. And, of course, Freemasons, Charitable Arm, Masonic Charities, after hearing of what we were doing, said, look, we understand the size of Lake Alexandrina and how treacherous it can be. And they said, look, forget the new engines. I think you need a new rescue boat. We're very, very, very lucky to have gone through that process and very proud to have the boat named Freemason after Masonic Charities.
Yeah. So what sort of service will you guys be able to provide, and when will you be out on the water onwards?
Yeah, look, believe it or not, one of the most qualified skippers in South Australia lives in Malang. The boat will be located right on the waterfront at the pump house, right on the lake's edge there, and we have a very, very qualified crew. One with a Master 5, three with coxswains, that will be able to launch that vessel very, very quickly and be on the water within sort of 10 to 15 minutes of receiving a call. The pump house location, the donation from Masonic Charities also allows us to build a shed on that location. That's in with council at the moment, Alexandrina Council, for development approval. And that's realistically, that's probably another 12 weeks away. We have found out only yesterday that the Malang CFS have generously allowed us to store the vessel in one of their sheds, which means that the vessel, as of the October long weekend, will be located at Malang and will be on standby.
Oh, fabulous. Well, thank you so much for looking out for all of us, and all the best into the future.
Excellent. Thanks for having me on. All the best.